Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Project Veritas went up to investigate the upcoming DNC and what's happening with Bernie Sanders' campaign people. And they're not just planning no borders, no walls, no USA at all. They're planning to put white men in re-education camps and to attack the police and have that spread to fires engulfing the United States, martial law. And then, of course, throwing white men in re-education camps. And who's saying it? A rat-like, oily, white miscreant who I guarantee you hasn't even moved out of his mother's basement yet and is just dreaming about how he's going to rule everyone, how powerful he is, and his big military action against you and your family. He'll show you when you're in that gulag. They think they can do it. Communists killed close to 200 million people in the 20th century. And the Chi-Coms are killing millions. It's estimated every few years of their own people now. And so you think, that's crazy. That'll never happen here. Remember how they told you communism was dead? And now it's all around you and it's the coolest thing. And half of millennials in national polls want communism. And they teach in the textbooks that your parents are stupid and bad. And they have children in Germany officially nationwide singing government curriculum that their grandmothers need to die and are pigs because they hurt the earth. My grandmother is a pig. They're old. They don't matter. They need to die. The children laugh. They giggle as they sing in their... They don't sing Christmas carols anymore. That upsets the Muslims. So... They had to put concrete barriers around any Christmas fairs because those get attacked by the religion of peace. But the children do sing their carols about how their grandmother is a swine. My grandmother is a pig and needs to die. How? And then at the end, the government morphs the children's faces with Greta Thunberg in a deep fake saying, how dare you? I am here and I will hold you responsible. Because it's never scary when you're all being censored for promoting basic freedom and liberty and justice and classical liberal values, and a mob of leftists like Hitler come to power and start organizing the youth to talk about the environmentalist pigs and about grandmas dying, and then they giggle. One grandma got run over. Ah, grandma, you're a runner. So, that's what's happening. I want to open the phones up. I'm going to give the number out at the end of the next segment. And I want to have first-time callers have a chance to get on air. I like what I did yesterday. I just said call in on any subject you want. And most of the callers wanted to talk about Iran because that is the big front and center issue that's kicking off. It could lead to a wider war. I don't like the mullahs, but I got to tell you, you got the Restart Group and other organizations that seem like nice people. That seem to have reasonable plans modeled after the American system, laudable, that they're taking what Trump said about don't harm any Iranians, don't harm any of the protesters, which I agree with, but that's a signal now for groups to say they're going to start striking out violently at the regime. Now, when the regime strikes back, that's a red line that we then cross. So there's a big video on band.video that Greg Reese did where he translated what the leader of one of the main opposition groups said, one of the only groups that's not Islamic, that's secular in that it believes people should have freedom and adopt the American system. And they're saying they're going to start launching violent attacks in response to the violent attacks. And so the situation is deteriorating very, very quickly. And so I noticed callers did want to talk a lot about that, but the impeachment going to the Senate. What tricks do you think they're going to pull? You know, they're going to launch a bunch of other scandals during the trial. to divert from the fact that there was no meat, no potatoes. It's like that old Wendy's commercial from back in the 80s. Where's the beef? There is no beef, not even a...
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Finish up with these calls, but then Greg Reese and, of course, Harrison Smith are going to take another hour of calls. The crew's volunteered to do it, so we're here live covering this, hoping everything de-escalates. So the live coverage continues. Everybody spread those links. The globalists are hacking us, trying to shut this down. Don't let them win. No BS. Let me tell you, everything's straight shooting here. See, I don't have some Machiavelli manipulative view. With me, it's all straightforward attack. That's the real power!
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Bandot Video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
It is January 14th, 2020, on this Tuesday, Global Transmission. I want to give the number out for first-time callers to talk about any subject you want. You agree with me on something, you disagree, you have a question, you want to make a statement on 5G, you want to make a statement on the UN admitting their head scientists that people are dying, that vaccines are hurting people, and they've been covering it up, and there's no testing at their level. And so the front line's wobbly, that the doctors, the majority of them, believe vaccines are hurting people and know they are. That's why they're trying to intimidate people that question vaccines and point out the dangers and side effects. That's why they say arrest us. That's why they say take our rights and our speech away. But good news, New Jersey vaccine skeptics win as state votes to protect religious exemption. Yeah, how do you make Orthodox Jews, when it says in Leviticus that you shall not put someone else's DNA, someone else's seed, someone else's blood in your body? That's just common sense, by the way. You know, it said don't eat shellfish, because people ate some shellfish and died. And they're like, well, I'll put a law on that. New Jersey vaccine skeptics win as state votes to protect religious exemption. But some states have gotten rid of it. Well, it's time to either run for office or leave those states, because this is real tyranny when they can force something into your body. And after we take some calls, in the last segment of this hour, there's a headline. Scientists use stem cells from frogs to build first living robots. Scientists introduced first living robots created by supercomputer, but it's a supercomputer that programs a cell from a frog. And And if you look at the graphics, it looks just like the graphics from the 1980s John Carpenter Thing remake, whenever the Thing cells are taking over the regular cells. They look just like that, and they go take over the other cell, and it doesn't look like that cell anymore. It transmutes back to what the original cell looked like. And then you watch the computer renderings and actual video of this happening under an electron microscope, and that's exactly what it looks like. The supercomputer can go in now and gene edit at the level of programming the cell. And, oh, of course, it's all rolled out by the PR, by MI6 and the CIA, because that's who runs AP and Reuters. That's been declassified, by the way. It's not just Reuters. And they say, oh, we're going to put it in the ocean, we're going to put it in you, and it's going to be wonderful, safe, and effective. They're just announcing it, but it's safe and effective. And how wonderful it's all going to be. The robots are coming, and they're going to take over 1 million jobs in the next year, and the establishment doesn't need you anymore. So kill yourselves, and don't worry, you are. And they're shipping plenty of fentanyl onto the streets. And meanwhile, the homeless are taking over elementary schools everywhere and crapping everywhere and putting needles everywhere all over the country from Austin to Boston. And the left saying they're allowed to poop. See, because it's all about you just giving in to the collapse. And taking control of children. And people having no respect for themselves. And just accepting a takeover. But humanity is beginning to awaken. Humanity is beginning to fight back. And that's why they want to take us off the air. Because we're an example of the American spirit, the human spirit, telling the truth, standing up for justice, and having success doing it. That's why the establishment can't stand InfoWars. That's why they want it off the air. Because it's a symbol of freedom. It's a symbol of resistance. It's a symbol of justice. And I was thinking this morning while I was working out about slogans for InfoWars. Because you need to be able to really say it all in just a few words. And you've got that blood rushing through your brain. You have those great ideas. Your brain obviously works better early in the morning. And now I'm trying to think back. What were those slogans? I was talking to Tim Frugier this morning. I asked him to write some down. Maybe he did. Maybe he's coming over during the next break. What were those slogans? I remember now. It was American Rebirth, brought to you by you. The New Renaissance, brought to you by you. Victory over tyranny, brought to you by you. You are the answer. You are the solution. You are the resistance. And everything the globalists do is to demoralize you and break your will and make you feel small and make you feel stupid and make you give up. Don't do that. Don't ever commit suicide just because you don't have a good job and, you know, people look down on you or whatever. Everything's being set up to make you feel obsolete. You're not obsolete. You have a connection to God, a connection to the universe, a connection to timelessness. You're amazing. The fact that you recognize beauty is a form of worship of God. The fact that you can see a sunset and know that it's beautiful. The fact that you can hear Beethoven and know that it's beautiful, it touches your soul, is incredible communion with God's creation and with God, and is interfacing with the universe and recognizing what's wholesome and good. That's holiness. That's righteousness. What is wholesome? What is good? Dermot Green's grandson was in here the other day, looked more handsome than a Gerber baby, and I didn't have envy or jealousy. I actually was just celebrating the fact that they handed me the baby. They wanted me to meet the baby. He's 7 months old now. Kellen Green works here. It's his son. And it just was this handsome, smart baby smiling at me, and all that goes into that, and all the people that come before him, and it was just a celebration. That was God. Looking back at me, that was innocence. There's a great line with Robert Duvall in the film The Road book. Won the big International Rockefeller Award. The book's even scarier than the film. And almost all the children are dead at that point in the future from some type of collapse. And Robert Duvall's this old man. It's like the archetype of the wizard. You're not even sure he's really, even really real there. He says, you got to protect that boy. Because that's God right there. That's creation. That's the future. Not that the boy was God. It's not blasphemy, but that youth, that life force. And so what do the globalists tell us? Oh, children, they're crap. Abort them. Get rid of them. Oh, but we love them. Let us run them. Let us tell them how to live. Let us groom them into lifestyles that will destroy them. Because that's the opposite of God, is wanting to hurt children. Jesus Christ said. I try to find that scene, the Robert Duvall scene. I guarantee you there's only one little scene with him in the movie. Is it around a campfire with Viggo Mortensen? I like Viggo Mortensen. He's been on the show. I like Viggo because he's smart. But he's a real liberal. People call him a leftist or whatever. He's a liberal. He's smart enough to actually know what this show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, folks, this is a non-smoking truck for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes. But for those of you that need a cigarette, there's really this evening. We have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet, and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. A couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a .357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat, that 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet, and can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
See it, and taste it. It's the awakening. And the anti-human globalists knew this was coming. They thought they could manage it and contain it. I can tell you they're losing again. It's going to be rough. But if a remnant of humans can make it through what's about to happen with technology intact, to then have good, clean, moral technology rolled out, we can do anything, and that we will go interplanetary very, very quickly. And we'll look back on all our technological developments, and they'll be nothing compared to what we're about to be able to achieve. The problem is there is a spirit of evil that is deliberately deploying technology that is bad for us on purpose. Everything is thought out at the international level and by these large corporate governance combines. They do the research. They do the deep dives into everything they roll out from decades and decades of raw research, exploratory research that's farmed by DARPA and other combines. And then that is deployed once it's decided by the corporate combines to be tested on the public at a beta phase and then finally rolled out. So we're being poisoned, microwaved, and dumbed down for our extermination. And they now admit that. They thought we were brainwashed enough and stunned enough to start the announcements of soon we're going to get rid of the humans, you're going to merge with the machines, you're going to be a god. And people went, well, wait a minute, Alex Jones has been saying that for decades, and that doesn't sound too good. And I hate to cast ourselves here as the saviors. I'm not. You're the saviors. InfoWars is brought to you by you. And I cannot overstate the fact of how real this is, and that there's all this entertainment, all these spectrums of garbage, and all these spectrums of disinfo. And that's why they tell you all over the news constantly that I'm the disinfo and I'm the bad guy and don't listen to me, because they want you to discount it and never actually tune in to find out that I just want to have a future together. I love you. I love myself. And I have extreme empathy, not out of some goody two-shoes thing. Empathy, I'll explain this with a gross analogy, is going to a public pool and taking a dump in it. Why would you do that? It hurts you, it hurts them, it ruins the pool. Why? Or empathy for the Russians and the Ukrainians when Chernobyl blew up. Because you instinctively know that's going to hit you too. But it's in your cells to care about other humans. Because if you don't have that in your cells, you start killing each other for no reason. And everything they do is to drum the empathy out of us, except when they tell you to turn it on. When they tell you to care. When they tell you to get sad. They'll lie about WMDs on purpose and then kill millions of people with sanctions to desert countries that have had their populations explode. So they import more than half their food and medicine. And then millions die and they go on TV and say, yeah, we did it on purpose. 500,000 kids out of the 2 million dead are a good price to pay. And Madeleine Albright's a wonderful lady. She goes out in public. The left comes up and praises her. She's a powerful woman. I go out in public and people run up to me at leftist events and they scream at me, you're a Russian agent, you're a Russian agent. Or gay frogs, where's your gay frogs? Or you hurt the Sandy Hook children, which I never even hurt one child. The public questioned a big event, I questioned it. And I'm being punished for questioning events because they lie about stuff all the time in the media and get caught with fake massacres and fake chemical attacks and fake Jesse Smollett garbage and fake Kurdish towns being blown up on ABC News. It's a fake footage blown up of a machine gun shootout. But it isn't about me being attacked for Sandy Hook. It's how they just chose that. They know you care about kids. So they go, we'll just set kids up against Alex Jones and say he's being mean to kids that I didn't kill. And then I become Adam Lanza. Alex Jones, Sandy Hook, dead kids. Alex Jones, Sandy Hook, dead kids. And that's done to change the subject away from what we're currently covering. So they can bring that out in the news and republish things twisted I never said in my name to hurt me, to hurt you, so that when you try to tell people, hey, here's a video from InfoWars.com of the head UN scientist saying vaccines are killing people, and folks, oh, that's Alex Jones, that's fake. Because ABC News told you so, the ones that really do fake stuff. The good news is it's not working, and they don't know what to do. Because, you see, they think if they can take Donald Trump down and they can take Alex Jones down, they can take anybody down. And we come back from break in a longer segment. I'm going to show you a great example with Vince Vaughn. Successful actor, I don't care about that. But he is funny, and he's a producer. That's interesting, because that takes real work. Director. But he's a patriot. I know folks that know him. He's a libertarian. He's a common sense guy. He's not out to get America. He's not a pedophile. And so Hollywood already doesn't like him, even though he's a big earner. And so he sees Trump at a sporting event. They shake hands, and they're trying to deplatform him now. What a cult of un-American scum. That's dangerous. But the fact that America sees through this and rejects it now is a tipping point, because they believe they're going to bully us and we're just going to totally submit. But no, more people need to shake Trump's hand, even if Trump was a bad guy. People should talk to him. He has a right to be heard, but they want to totally isolate people so you don't even hear from them, so they can lie about you and say what they want. That's why I had Richard Spencer on. I don't agree with Richard Spencer. I don't trust Richard Spencer. I think he's trying to create a clash of civilizations. I believe he's a foundation operative. I can't prove that, but that's what he smells like. But I had him on because you're not supposed to interview people. Hell, they used to send 60 Minutes over to interview the Ayatollah Khomeini. They used to interview serial killers in prison. But now, oh, you can't interview Alex Jones anywhere because he's the worst man on earth, according to the Young Turks. They say, I'm the worst person on earth for lying about George Soros. He was a hero that fought the Nazis. That's a total inversion of reality. Snopes, Alex lied again. There were not nearly 200 arrests of arsonists. The fires aren't caused by arsonists. They're caused by climate change. That's a giant total lie. The two major states on fire put out press releases saying what we linked to. We quoted and linked to the state police statement. That's not fake news. Saying we're liars is fake news. But that's the bigger subject. How dumb do they think you are to try that crap? But see, they don't even show you the Snopes. They'll just go, oh, according to fact checkers, this didn't happen. And according to fact checkers in Congress, Paul Watson was deplatformed off Facebook for saying that a man ran over people in New York a few years ago yelling Allah Akbar, which he did, and Snopes and others said he was not a Muslim. He didn't do it for Islam, even though he was a Muslim and did it for Islam and yelled, God is great. Come on, come on, come on. They'll point it black and tell you it's white. They'll point up and say it's down. They'll say 2 + 2 = 100. It doesn't. It equals 4. Come on, come on. Your calls are coming up, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. First-time callers coming up. Stay with us.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again, because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago, when I started taking X2, the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I woke up at 4:10 a.m. this morning, just wanting to get to work. And I went down into the kitchen, and I like to turn on an analog radio and keep the phone away for a while, a little tracking device. And I turned on Fox Radio, you know, the local station that had Fox News on it. And it said, coming up, Burisma, the Hunter Biden Ukrainian company, why they got hacked. And then it went to a commercial. And I went, they're going to say the Russians hacked it. Because, I mean, if you're found with dead bodies in your backyard of children, and there's video of you killing them, you just say, oh, the Russians hacked my computer and released me killing the kids. The police will go, well, then you can kill kids then, you know, if the Russians are the ones that discovered it. Oh, Hillary commits all these crimes. Well, we think it's the Russians that got the emails and the Russians that got the WikiLeaks and the Russians that got the information from the hacked DNC stuff. Well, they never proved that, by the way. It's just made up. But, well, it's okay then. Hillary did nothing wrong. If it's the Russians, imagine you get pulled over. You drink a bottle of Jack Daniels. You're totally drunk. And say, officer, the Russians did it. And he's like, oh, well, yes, sir, the Russians gave me the Jack Daniels. So there you go, Burisma. Wow. Burisma, U.S. firm says, Russia hack company at heart of Trump impeachment. Oh, my goodness, the Russians. But, you know, in this case, they might have actually done it because Burisma is taking a bunch of the Russian gas and pipelines that are there. And that's why Russia went in to eastern Ukraine, where Russia was founded 500 years ago. It's like Boston. It's like where Russia started. It's that area of Ukraine. It's just crazy. That's in the history books, by the way. And they said, you're not taking our stuff. So they probably did hack them, but not for the reason they're saying. It doesn't matter. What about the crimes that Hunter Biden committed? That's what matters. But that's how they change the subject time and time and time again. And again, I'm not a Russophile. I'm just not a Russophobe. Well, okay, maybe I'm a Russophile or Ukrainophile for the women a little bit, but I'm not bad looking. Or, yeah, wherever Melania's from. Yeah, not hard on the eyes, but let's just say I'm not a Russophile when it comes to the men. But seriously, folks, they just treat us like we're morons. Every time Democrats do something wrong, it's because the Russians exposed it. Okay, well then thank you, Russia. I want to get back to the unapologetic Trump. One that says, I don't know who has the emails. It may be a fat guy in his mother's basement, naked, on a laptop. Or it could be the Russians. Doesn't matter. Hillary has illegal emails, 30-something thousand of them. Whoever's got them, release them. She committed the crime. Exactly. If a kid was kidnapped, would you care if it was the Russians found out who had the kid? No, you wouldn't. 877-789, Alex, 877-789-2539. We're going to take your calls on all these subjects. But getting back to Vince Vaughn. Oh, it's a big national controversy. Will Vince Vaughn get production or acting jobs or directing jobs anymore? He's a big earner in Hollywood, but he was at a game. And, well, you know, he shook Trump's hand. In fact, let's roll it. And the leftist that videotaped it said, I'm really sad to have to show you this. It's just shocking. What are we going to do now? Oh, my gosh. Trump and his wife were at this game, and they shook hands. Leftists on Twitter freaked out over the video showing actor Vince Vaughn having a 20-second conversation with President Trump before shaking his hand. Yes, really. The clip shows Vaughn talking to Trump and First Lady Melania in a private box at the national championship game in New Orleans. I'm very sorry to have to share this video with you. All of it, every part of it, commented former Daily Beast journalist Timothy Burke, who was the first to post the video. Oh, my. But oh, they reported it to us. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. They reported it. Meanwhile, Stephen King savaged by woke mob for saying art should be judged on quality, not diversity. And he complained that he's only up for 3 awards because you can only have 3 awards at the Oscars, I guess, for whatever category. And he says it shouldn't be, you know, based on what color you are or whatever, or shouldn't be based on how much success you've had in the past, that art should be judged according to its quality. Really? That from, in my opinion, the biggest pleasure to ever walk the face of the earth. You've read a lot of literature. You know a lot of history, a lot of art, a lot of things. I mean, if you've read old classics, then you've read Stephen King. He just changes the names around. I mean, it's plagiarism. But I just love this anti-free speech, woke, anti-American globalist now bitching that, oh, I might only get 3 Oscars because of the wokeness. And the Twitter's like, no, you don't deserve anything. So it's a snake eating itself is what it is. Total joke. Absolute joke. I mean, I don't know if you know the stuff that Stephen King says, but it's just disgusting, and it's ongoing against this country. He and his wife and the rest of them make me sick. So, I mean, they can't even... He couldn't even come up with a new vampire. Like, his Salem's Lot is Nosferatu. It's the same damn plastic mask and everything. And then whole lines lifted out of Bram Stoker's. And it's not like an ode to something. You know, when I quote Mark Twain, I tell you Mark Twain said it. I wouldn't be surprised if he just, you know, quotes Mark Twain and says it's his. Yeah, look at the vampire from Salem's Lot. Then look at the German Nosferatu. It's identical. And again, a lot of that stuff goes on. It's like it's so much of it. And you read a Stephen King book, you're like, I've read this before. And it just gets old. But I don't want to go off on a jag about him. I want to go to your phone calls on the other side of this break, and we'll do it right through the next hour. And then Owen Schroyer is at the debates tonight, the last Democrat debate. Robert Barnes sent me a text the other day. He said, look, Trump literally quoted you. No, you just saw the same thing. And that was Trump said, watching these Democrat debates is like dying. That's exactly what I said during the debates the last few times. I said, this is like death. It's like, I feel like I'm dying watching it, but I'll watch it because I have to report on it. And it looks like a bunch of zombies that are malfunctioning. Even the younger ones, other than Tulsi, look like they're like animatrons or something. They don't look human because they've given themselves over to the system, just selling out to anything they can. What do I need to do? What do I need to act like to like get somewhere? And there's no authenticity in them. The robots are taking over. We've met them. It's called us. Most people's children don't even talk to them now. They just grunt at them because all they do is on screens all day. Language is being reduced. So many bad things are happening. And I don't list all these bad things to be fatalistic. I list it because I believe in you, and I believe when you hear about the facts, you'll want to take action. You know, I barely plugged today. I really, really need to plug. Something very exciting has happened, and it is exciting. Ultimate Fish Oil. We've got the biggest, best, cleanest fish oil you're going to find, and we explain it on the store that this is expensive because it goes through the process of having any mercury removed. So you can get fish all day that's great and tastes really good, but you're going to get a lot of mercury in it that builds up. A lot of estimates are the Japanese are the longest lived people in the world as any major group, but then their brains also get eaten by mercury. If there wasn't mercury in the fish, I think they probably lived 130 routinely, not 115 routinely. So again, we have the very, very best, and I want to show TV viewers, so I'm about to take one of these. Look at the size of that baby. Dr. McKim Shaw, please. I mean, that is pure, clean fish oil that goes through the process of removing the mercury without boiling it. Because when they boil it, it just fries it. So if you want your absolute, complete fish oil with all of the omega acids and so much more, it's back in stock, 33% off. That's as low as we can go because there's not a lot of market for these. And if you want this for yourself and your family, it's at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate fish oil back in stock. Ultimate fish oil back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safety, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54. No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bombshell videos posted at Infowars.com. Bernie Sanders organizes and warns conservatives will go to Soviet-style gulags for re-education. Police will be violently attacked and cities will burn if Trump wins. Meanwhile, CNN. Nancy Pelosi believes Mitch McConnell may be compromised by the Russians. Everyone's an anti-American compromise by foreign powers except the Democrats, who are literally on the Chi-Com titty, telling us no borders, no wall, no USA at all, that Trump saying America should exist is white supremacists. Unbelievable. The Democrats are not on a mercy mission.
Rise, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Bandot Video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
And we are back live. You know, I said at this segment that I was going to get to this article, but I want to go ahead and just go to your phone calls. And then later in the next hour, I'm going to get to this, but this is really a big deal. We named the live show article at Infowars.com today. We'll pull it up here for folks. What this really is. And it just shows how the mad scientists have really gone off the edge of a cliff. And that we know how to ban nuclear weapons being, you know, handed out to third world countries. But the West claims it's setting up world government to stop us having that Atlantis moment. Whether Atlantis existed or not, the fable is, from Plato, is that it really existed and it was an island continent in the Atlantic Ocean, hence Atlantis, and that there was a big white column of light that powered ships that flew. They had craft that flew like ships of the sea, but in the air, and that their power source blew up and blew the entire continent up, and that the earth was dark for many years and all the rest of it, which would happen during a big meteor. Who knows? Who knows what really happened? The point is, we're now really approaching that real moment with genetic engineering and all the things that are being done and the geoengineering that's admittedly going on but remains classified, the details. So I'm going to talk more about that, but I want to get to your phone calls. But before I do that, I want to do one more thing. And that's play a little clip. Fans cheer Donald Trump as he attends college football championship game. Really just a simple thing at the NCAA college championship football game. I mean, it really shouldn't be that big of a deal. But you see, when the whole Hollywood combine and all the newspapers and all the systems are demonizing the president, saying he's bad, and telling you that you can't cheer for him, what does it do when leftists who are under the mind control and really believe that everybody hates Trump, is really a Nazi, what does it do when he marches out there on the field, the majority of people are chanting, 4 more years? What does that do? Well, it shatters the narrative that Hollywood's got all this power and that what they're saying is true. We now know it's a lie. And the fact that they have this power and can make people believe that up is down and down is up is really a fraud. And so the more they throw at us trying to make us submit to them, the more people wake up and start resisting them. So you have to ask, what are they going to do next to counter that? Well, that's why this whole big Bernie Sanders information that's come out is so huge. That not only all those other Democratic Party officials we played in the first hour saying they want to put Americans in re-education camps, they want to take our guns, they want to trigger a civil war, they want to cause a race war, they want to burn down the cities. But that they're really planning it and think that's how they're going to stop the restoration of America. And all they've been promised at the colleges, their power, their control, how they're all going to have positions in the new commissariat. And the domestic GRU. And they see communist China being propped up by the CFR. And they see what they were able to do in Russia. And Bernie Sanders was actually trained in Russia. He's the Democratic Party candidate. But Nancy Pelosi, the clip's up on InfoWars.com. There's video of it. CNN saying Nancy Pelosi believes Mitch McConnell may be compromised by Russians. Yeah, he might have Easter bunnies living in his rear end as well. Hell, maybe Lucky Charms. Elf, or I guess that's not an elf. Lucky Charms would be a leprechaun. Maybe a leprechaun lives inside his nose. I mean, you can't prove it. These people are a joke. But, you know, she's telegraphing right there what they're planning next week, because they're going to transmit the articles supposedly tomorrow. And they got to organize some of it, but it looks like it could. The trial's probably going to start on Monday, if I had to guess. They still haven't really said, but I'm not a betting man, except on the third dimension. I don't bet in facsimiles. I don't bet in the casinos. It's like I don't have sex with blow-up dolls. I was on Mankow's radio show this morning, and he said, well, Japan's spending billions trying to develop the best sex robots. Would you ever do that? And I said, no. It's kind of like if I'm at the department store and they've got plastic fruit. I don't eat the plastic apples and things. It'd be like plastic cherry pie. You know, I want the real thing. But see, that's what gambling is. Gambling is like a plastic blow-up doll instead of the real thing. Because you're designed to gamble on things that matter, like your future, your children, your destiny. I mean, I am a gambler. I believe in the people. I believe in humanity. I believe in you. But I don't gamble at a slot machine where the odds are rigged. And I'm exposing the globalists are trying to rig the odds against the average person. And that's not a good future for any of us. And we can defeat that together. The system is trying to not just domesticate us, they're trying to make us obsolete. And I know you know that, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so we're going to go to your calls fresh as we begin the next hour because I don't want to cut you short. Roberto, Eli, Steve, Lucas, Mary Lou, Joseph, Mike, Levi, and Michael, and many, many others. And we'll take your calls into the fourth hour that I'm also hosting. And I will get to all the breaking news as it quickly comes in as we track what's unfolding at NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.Video. Now, I did not really do a good plug first hour or second hour for what's happening here at InfoWars. So I'm going to do it right now, and then we're going to come back and take your calls one after another. But I am so glad on so many fronts that Ultimate Fish Oil is back in. We sell out of it. We sell out of the krill oil. People love it. They know that it's very high end, that they get great results from it. Now, krill oil does one thing. High quality fish oil does another. It's similar, but two different delivery systems. But this has all of the things you need for strong arteries, strong blood vessels, strong brain, strong organs, everything. It's got the omega-3 fatty acids. It's got vitamin E and D as well, but the fish oil is wild anchovy and salmon and krill oil. So the Ultimate Fish Oil is the very best, strongest proprietary system made by one of the leaders. And when I say private label, it's our own proprietary mix. When we said to them, we want to put the most in a gelatin capsule that you've ever put in. We want to put in more. And they said, well, they've just come out with these even bigger capsules. We haven't test marketed these yet, but these are big, giant horse pills. And per bottle, you'll have the most, cleanest, and very best without mercury. That's what makes it more expensive for us. But we don't jack up the price on you. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Fish Oil, Target Release Fish Oil. And Dr. McCam, shot, please. It is back in stock, and we are very, very happy it's there because it funds our operation, and it's really good for you and your family. Whether you take one of these a day or two of these a day, your dreams, everything, this is the ultimate fish oil formula you're going to find anywhere out there. The best, the highest quality, the cleanest, and it funds the InfoWar. A total efficiency win. It's 33% off, now back in stock.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.